This is a Storage Switzerland podcast.
I'm Charlie Hodges with Storage Switzerland. Joining us is our founder and owner and lead analyst, George Crump. Good afternoon, George. How are you?
I'm doing good, Charlie. Thanks for having me today.
There are a couple of technologies coming down the pike now. One is software-defined storage, and the other is hyper-converged storage. What are they and how do they meet?
Well, software-defined storage is taking the storage controller function from physical storage hardware, so the thing that does RAID and LUN masking and snapshots and replication in a variety of storage services, and making it available as software. And the idea being that you could take that software component, load it on your own hardware, and then connect any storage into it. Hyperconverged storage is taking that software component, putting it into the compute layer, so basically the same layer that you're running virtualization and VMware and all your apps, basically making storage an application within that layer. And then what happens is it aggregates all of that storage across all those different hosts or compute nodes and creates a shared pool between the different virtual machines.
And you say that hyperconverged storage may be the purest form of software-defined storage. Explain that.
As is typical in our industry, when a new term comes out, it tends to get a little hijacked, and all of a sudden everybody claims that they do it. The challenge with doing that is, of course, that not everybody really does whatever the technology or the term is the same way. When we're talking about software-defined storage, at its purest form, what it should be is just a piece of software that you can install on just about anything, and then it can aggregate, in this case, just about anybody's storage. Hyperconverged storage does exactly that. Instead of having to go out and buy a customized appliance or even just a dedicated piece of hardware, this allows the storage software to be loaded directly into the hosts that you already own because you're doing virtualization.
Now, George, you just wrote an article that says there are three ways to improve software-defined storage. The first way you say it can be improved is better network optimization. Explain, please.
Sure. As we move the software-defined storage directly into the compute layer, one of the things we have to do still, though, is network all that storage together, because every single node or server in that compute layer will be networked so that aggregated volume can be created. Well, that means that every time we write or read data, the entire network is involved. So one of the key things that has to happen is vendors have to improve how they use that network. And so the example I gave in the article that you're talking about was it would be good if these vendors could do something like deduplication and compression so that less data had to go across the network in the first place. One of the best ways to optimize anything is to not have to use it as much as you used to.
Improved storage performance. How do we achieve that?
So that's the next big area, and that's taking this concept and leveraging some of the resources we now have at our disposal. Because we're running in the server, we have access to RAM, right? And so RAM is much faster than flash storage, and it is much more durable. It can handle reads and writes at the same speed. So let's leverage that RAM to be able to do things like coalesce writes so that we're only writing the last copy of data that we need. Let's use it to run our storage services in. So when we're doing that deduplication and compression that I mentioned earlier, we're doing it at the highest possible performance available to us, and therefore not creating any additional overhead by adding that process in.
And is there a way to improve storage efficiency?
Yeah, there sure is. All that work we just did in optimizing the network and optimizing storage performance can really just follow right through to the capacity tier. So in a typical hyper-converged architecture or even a software-defined storage architecture, you're typically going to have two layers of storage. You're going to have a high-speed performance layer, we'll call that flash, and then you're going to have a capacity layer, we'll call that hard disk drives. What we're doing with the performance layer is adding a third layer using DRAM, so we have extremely high performance, then we have sort of really good performance, and then we have capacity for data that isn't being accessed very much. Well, in many software solutions, they'll do a lot of this optimization in those first two tiers, but then sort of undo it as it hits the hard drive. What we want to see vendors do is keep that consistent and keep data optimized all the way through to the hard drive tier. Even though hard drives are much less expensive than flash, there's no sense in not optimizing them, so we need as few of them as possible.
Are there any next generation SDS solutions down the road that might be able to help solve the problems that you're talking about?
Yeah, there's a few out there that we're impressed with. One of them is the sponsor of this particular article, Alanis Computing. They've just announced a new version of their product. They've really been known in the virtual desktop space. They just came out with a version of the product that is designed specifically for the server virtualization space, and they're really one of the guys that are really pushing the envelope in hyperconverged storage.
George, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Down below, you'll see links on George's report that he wrote on StorageSwiss.com that gives you more information on software-defined storage. I'm Charlie Hodges. Thanks for joining us.
For more, go to StorageSwiss.com.